WA. Mobile.
Myself away from that repeater. You know, know, like when they had the sky worn and all that stuff, you know, I've been on there, and if I've seen anything that's out of the ordinary, you know, I've reported it or whatever, but, you know, hear them tell it I didn't do right on reporting it, but I don't know. I mean, considering I've never been to a class to do it, or nobody wants to take the time to show me how to do it, you know, I think I've done pretty daggone good, yeah. At least they get where it was at and what's going on, but I don't know. I'm about pushed away from that repeater.
N4DJC. Heard Steve in there. The deal with these link repeaters is if you cross band into them, the way you're supposed to cross band is to use a ID on your cross band radio. What happens when you start cross band? It makes all kinds of problems with the other repeaters. When they link together, non-link repeaters, it's not a big deal with it, but the link ones, I've been told several times over the last 20, 25 years that it's just not good to do if it's a link. When the link's up, when the link's not up, it's not a problem. When the link's up, it's a big deal because we have one. I'm in Anderson. We've got a 440 machine here in Anderson on top of AMA that's linked. And it's just your repeater IDs all over the place. And it really, you really have to key it up and wait a few seconds before you start talking in order for them to link up together. And plus, I understand that repeater got hit pretty bad. The tower was folded over almost in half where it was before. So that's the deal on this Skywarn, this HeartNet thing. When they link up like that, Kevin, they've always told me that it causes problems when you cross band into them.
I could understand if you was cross banding with a few people, you know, but I mean, if you only cross band with your handheld and the radio that you originally talk on, I don't see what that would be a problem. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be no different than your radio going through the actual repeater itself. But, I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. I just quit messing with it. And I barely can't get that repeater now. So, I mean, you said the tower on Paris Mountain got folded over?
It got hit pretty hard. The deal I was talking with Dave the other day, man, it's been a month or so ago about this. Steve, I'm not leaving you out. Be sure to jump in whenever you need to. But the deal with it is when you cross band, your cross band radio is supposed to have a CW ID on it or voice ID, one or the other. I mean, your radio is. When that call sign goes out, it just goes through call sign after call sign. When they start linking up, when the ID's every 10 minutes, it really causes a big problem. And my understanding was that you had to, at least on the machine here in Anderson, you had to get permission from each of the repeater owners, which are several that are linked up here. I think there's five or six at least linked up all up and down the state when this one's linked up. But that you had to get permission. Actually, according to Dave, anyway, I pretty well trust what he says on this. The way the FCC does IDs. And like I said, it's not a problem with a repeater that doesn't have a link in it, but the ones that are multiple links like that, they're really, when you hear if you're on the other end of the link, say down in Florence or somewhere, or down at Dillon with one of these links into it, you hear repeaters IDing all over the place. And I think one more ID just confuses the system. At least that's the way I understand it. Anyway, I would advise just that link repeaters, just let them be as far as cross-banding through them. But like I said, the FCC is, that's not 100% inch in stone, but that's what the FCC seems to think about it anyway.
What is that, 147-285?
4547 repeater, K90H, is what it comes up on the repeaterbook.com. That's the guy's name, is Billy.
14519.
547. 14547.
Roger, got that.
I think it's got a tone, too, Steve, N4DJC for ID.
Of 91.5. time I was going crossband into the repeater was that night when the power went out. You know, I mean, I had the hooked up to where I could crossband, you know, with my HT in the house, which, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, taking it too much to heart, but I don't know. I mean, in an emergency situation, you know, when they was calling for a tornado right beside of us and Fountain Inn, I mean, looked like that really wouldn't matter, you know? I mean, especially when you're running off your car outside, you know, but I had to run off a jump-starting box. And there for a while, I thought the jump-starting box done something to my radio. But come to find it out, if it didn't, you know, that was the actual something wrong with the tower itself. But I don't know. JN4UBG for ID.
Hey, Kevin, I got a question for you. Were you using an HT, a low-wattage HT?
Well, anytime that you crossband out of your radio, you need your HT to be on low wattage. You need the frequency that you are coming into to be low wattage to keep from burning your radio up. And the other one can be either or. So, I mean, I had it in medium power, you know, going out to the repeater. But the other two bands was on low power. So, I mean, that's what I always thought the rules and regulations was to crossband repeat, you know, according to the book that I read.
Well, I'm just curious how that man could tell that you were crossbanding, because if you transmitted out on low power on your HT, there's no way that could have hit that repeater from down there at your location. So the only thing that the repeater could hear would be the radio out of your truck. So, I mean, I don't understand that.
That's the part that I don't understand. I mean, if I was hitting that radio with another 25-watt radio and I had it on high power, I could see it picking up two ID numbers then, because it's picking up the ID number, say, from this Kenwood going through my radio, and my radio putting out another ID number. I mean, I could really see that, but I don't have the ID numbers or nothing on in the radios. There's nothing there to be ID'd. Because, I mean, if you go into EchoLink, and when I communicate through, there is no ID like the computer IDs or anything like that. I mean, maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but I mean, I don't see how it would pick up an ID when you're running 2 watts or 4 watts. I mean, I think the radios I have is 5 watts. I think 1 watt is low power. And it's either 1 watt or 5 watts. So, I mean, that's what I don't understand, but I don't understand how you can set off an ID other than if my radio IDs itself.
And repeaters weren't supposed to ID, and the Kenwoods have a little glitch in them where they do a little, they have a double ID in them sometimes. That's what they can hear. CWID are turned on. If you don't have the CWID are turned on, it won't, you know, you won't hear it. You can hear CWID. It's just CWID just like it is for a repeater is what it amounts to, Kevin. But if you got it turned on, other than the pause when you key it up, there's no way they could tell, I wouldn't think.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, because if he's transmitting out on a transmitter or an HT that cannot reach that repeater, then the only thing that repeater is seeing is the radio that's transmitting. How did the man know that you were on a crossband repeat, Kevin? Did you tell somebody that that's what you were having to do?
No, I told him that I was going to have to swap the crossband repeat, because I didn't want to really hook that. I didn't want to have that jump starting box, because that's not no continuous car battery hooked in behind the radio, you know, because that was the only way I had to communicate that night, because when they called for that second tornado to come through, we lost all power. We didn't get power back to 12 o'clock the next day. And in way to communicate, it was either hook it up in the car and crossband it, or do without, or hook it up to that power at jump starting box and create a bigger issue. And that's what I thought it did. I thought it done created a bigger issue. But come to find it out, I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with a radio, so.
Hey, Jim, what'd you call that, a CWID?
Yeah, it's a CWID. It's built into most of the radios that are crossband. If you turn the CWID, it's your call sign. And it will ID when it goes out. And when you told that guy you were crossband and repeat, he probably thought you had that CWID. Actually, the only legal way to do it is a CWID because it's considered a remote station. And, you know, I said, this discussion has gone on off and on for years. Some people say you should, some people say you shouldn't. But the Kenwood, some of the Kenwoods do a double ID sometimes. It really does get confusing with them. But if you didn't have the CWID, he wouldn't have known. And not only that, it's nothing illegal about crossband and repeat into a repeat like that. It's just up to the repeater owner whether or not he wants you to do it if it's a linked system. Because it does, if it's got a CWID, all those repeaters it's linked to have the CWID at the same time. And then if yours is set to CWID every 10 minutes, which is, you know, keeps you legal, they all may be coming at the same time. Sometimes it just sounds like a, you know, I ain't going to say it over there, but it sounds like a mess sometimes when they're all IDing. It's, you know, at multiple times you can't hardly talk on them. And that may be if you have several people doing the same thing other than just one person. That creates a problem for, like I said, but it's not anything to do with legality or illegality. It's just up to the repeater owner, the repeater owner that does that. And he probably couldn't, if he didn't have the idea turned on, he would have never known that you were crossbanding.
Well, guys, I'm going to tell you something. Under an emergency situation like that, I believe there's going to be a lot of people using crossband. And, seems to me like they just get their problem fixed because they can't be the only people in the whole country that have that issue. You know, they need to jump in and get that fixed on their own end.
Thank you. That's what I was saying. Exactly what you said right there. In case of an emergency, that would be the only other option. I mean, considering I'm as far away as I am from the repeater, I can't get the 610 repeater that good from my house. I mean, if I walk out the road and I stand in one certain spot, I can hit it, but I don't get in the repeater that good. I've done tried to check in that way. So that was the same theory that I just had. But I don't know. I mean, I hadn't had time to sit down and talk to him about it, you know, because he said he was going to try to explain it to me, but I just, you know, I just hadn't pulled with me. That's one reason I haven't been on the radio that much. You know, that was just two swift kicks and you know what right there, you know. I mean, that was when they said something about me giving the what you call it, and I found out about that. You know, it's like I was talking about behind my back, but I said, the heck with it. I wouldn't care if a tornado took out their house, you know. That's the way I look at it.
What do you mean they was talking about giving you the good swift kick and a what now?
I went out to crossband repeat that night, and somebody was talking about me as far as being, you know, I was told that it was asked a question to somebody who I was, and, you know, evidently I wasn't doing the Skywarn thing like it's supposed to be, or either I wasn't authorized to do it. I mean, I don't know what it led up to, but that's kind of... I said, that was kind of like two swift kicks in the you-know-what right there. You know, that was like, you know, that's like my second strike, you know, on that repeater. That's one reason I said I just got frustrated with it.
Well, you know what? All that says to me is I'm just going to go back and revisit the programming in my radio, and they can take 14547 and put it where the sun don't shine. There's lots of other repeaters out there, and I've crossbanded on every single one of them and never had a problem. So, like I said, sounds to me like they need to get their act together. So, they just lost me for good. So, anyhow, what else is going on, bud?
Just working me to death, that's about it. You know, trying to get, you know, some of my stuff up running at home to, you know, be doing something else, you know. You know, because me being in that hole over it, I mean, there's just a very few handful of repeaters that I can actually get. You know, Simplex, I can't do too good on Simplex because I'm in that hole. So I don't know, man. I just went and spent $44 on having a rotor shipped here. The guy gave it to me out of Tennessee. He's off the Mount Mitchell repeater, the 1-9 repeater. I called him, was talking to him about it, and he told me I could drive up and pick it up or whatever. He said for $40 or $60, and then he asked me how long had I been in the radio, and I told him just started about a year ago, and he said, well, I'll tell you what, if you drive up here or if you want to pay the shipping on this thing, I'll give it to you. So now I got me something to get my Moonraker 4s back up with for 10 meters.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now, hey, you know that 706 Mark II G I had? Well, I sold it and the tuner for $400.
I wish I knew you didn't sold it. I'd have bought that Mark II G.
Well, I was talking about it on the radio one day, and this kid comes in, and he's brand new in, and, you know, I decided, well, you know, this is a good opportunity to help somebody out. So, man, I wish I'd have known that you might have been interested in that, because that one was HF through 440.
What I know, that was an all-band, all-mode, right?
Yep.
Kind of what I'm looking for is an all-band, all-mode.
One of these days, you go climb down off your wallet and buy a 991. Be like me. Listen, I just destinated. Don't be a stranger on the radio. And I'll talk to you a little bit later, and you just put the axe to that 145.47. I ain't gonna fool with that. Okay. Well, listen, behave yourself. 73s, K and 4, BWA. Clear up your final.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna go back on there one day and actually talk to K9OH. I mean, I'm just gonna give me a call and actually talk to him and find out, you know, about that repeater. I mean, if they don't want me to report on there, that's fine. I mean, if they don't want me to cross down on there, that's fine. I'll kick it out and do something different, you know. But I always thought if the repeater was up and running and you didn't have no ID going into that repeater, that's no big deal, you know. I mean. But I don't know. I mean, I done beat that dead dog already. But I'll say 73s to you, man. You have a good afternoon, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. But no, I've been sticking around the 610 repeater every once in a while, man. But I don't have a radio in my truck. That's why you hadn't heard me. But I'm thinking about this week sticking it back in there, and if I have to, take it back out and get ready to do the GPS. But I'll say 73s, and you'll hear me on the net after a while sometime. I'm on my way up here to work on this door, but we'll holler at y'all later on. KN4, UBG, 73s, and I'll be monitoring.
Mobile, KJ4HIA.